Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there are stories just spilling over my desk about people making threats against Dr. Fauci. I mean, really horrible threats. People insisting that they won't pay any attention to any new rules about remasking in enclosed places where there are hot spots. People are angry. They're frustrated. They're desperately upset over the fact that this pandemic isn't over. And in fact, there's all kinds of evidence that it is getting worse. David Frum, one of the most perceptive, I think, political observers out there at the moment, a former speechwriter to President George W. Bush and the author of many books about the Republican future, which I want to talk to him about a little bit. He has a piece in Atlantic where he's a senior editor, which is entitled Vaccinated America Has Had Enough. The subheading, in the United States, the pandemic could be almost over by now. The reasons it's still going on are pretty clear. David, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the piece. What are the reasons that the pandemic is still going on?
Vaccine refusal. The United States has more than enough vaccine to immunize everybody against COVID. There is a small number of people who genuinely cannot take the vaccination. If you're immunocompromised, if you're undergoing chemotherapy, if you're in a situation like that, you can't take it. And the vaccine has not yet been approved for children under 12, so they won't be taking it yet either. But the rest of us all could, and there's vaccine for everybody, and it's free. But there are people who are scared, and there are people who are stubborn, and there are people who are gripped by misinformation. And together that means that the United States, is of the eligible population, only about half of us are vaxxed.
That's half of us completely vaxxed. I mean, it's more than that. It's close to 70%
yeah,
at least one vaccine.
Thank you.
What I don't fully understand, and it's a mystery to me, why would somebody who's already gotten one vaccine stop there?
Well, some of the, I think we should, you know, some of the people who are not vaxxed are disorganized. Some people have various kinds of fears. Some people have heard exaggerated stories about side effects, and so won't get the vax unless they can get time off work. There are stories of side effects. I have to say, I went through the two vaccinations and I had nothing. I noticed nothing, and neither did any of the people in my immediate world. But so they're disorganized people, they're fearful people, but there are then a handful of people who really are willful, and they're having a big impact. You can see now in Louisiana and in Arkansas and in Missouri, I think every single county is now a high COVID county.
And they've actually interviewed some of the people in the hospital who are suffering severely from COVID-19, and they say they still won't get vaxxed, and they're still glad that they avoided it. Would that classify as stubborn, you think?
Well, I think there's a very human phenomenon at work. If you've ever had a friend get involved in a timeshare or anything like that, and if you try to warn them against it, later, when it all goes wrong, they're not mad at the people who sold them the timeshare. They're mad at you because the timeshare salesman just took their money. You made them feel dumb. And that is much more difficult to forgive. So I think there's something in the human. We need to hold on to an image of ourselves. And when we've made a terrible mistake, it's that we don't like to admit it. And so maybe one thing that we could all do is to say, have a national I told you so amnesty. If you get vaccinated this week, no one will ever say, I told you so.
Okay, yeah, but I guess if you've been on national TV talking about your condition, then it's kind of tough to enforce that sort of amnesty. What should be done? I mean, it's one of those things, or is this something? I was actually having dinner last night with some friends of ours who are medical professionals. And the fear is that this is going to be part of American life for the foreseeable future, unless...
Yeah, the question is not what will be done, what should be done. And the point of my piece is, I'm going to tell you what is being done. And what we are seeing is a very American kind of solution, which is private sector people are spontaneously setting private sector rules. It's increasingly difficult to go into a bar or restaurant unless you have proof of vaccination. And right now we only have these CDC cards, which are, you know, best of 1937 library checkout technology and beautifully handwritten. But in New York and San Francisco, entrepreneurs are developing QR codes to verify that you have indeed been vaxxed. I think we're going to see more and more in the entertainment industry and the tourism industry saying, sorry, you cannot come on our cruise ship without proof of vaccination. We see some cities and states requiring this of their workforces. And eventually I think that you'll see a federal response that says you can't be on an airplane if you haven't been vaccinated. So we've had incentive in May and June, we had a lot of incentives, free beer, lottery tickets. I think in July and August, we're going to see the beginning of disincentives. You can't fly, you can't take the train.
You also talk about this as a dividing line, and basically when you say vaccinated America's had enough, you suggest that red America, as you see it, which is Republican America, actually pays less in taxes, generates less money, that they are dependent upon the money from blue America, and that's all fine, you say, in your piece, except that when it comes to vaccines, is it really right to blame all of the vaccine resistance, as you call it, not just hesitancy, to blame it all on one side of the political spectrum? Aren't there many people of color, for instance, who are vaccine resistors who are Democrats?
There are some, but what we're seeing is that the minority communities that are vaccine fearful they truly are vaccine hesitant. That is, they are scared. They often don't have great information. They are worried about the side effects. And with that group, incentives has made a big difference. If you were to say, here's $100, get the vaccine, or here's a day off work in case you have side effects, that really has made inroads. The reason I react to it so much is political. I'm speaking to you right now from Ontario, one of the provinces of Canada. Canada and the United States are very, very culturally similar places. Same legal system, same language, same Olive Garden, same credit cards, same gasoline stations. I just stopped at one. And Canada has very intense politics and a lot of culture war politics. But because no important political figure has signed up with vaccine skepticism, Canada is now overtaking from a much slower start. Because it's not an identity issue. There are lots of identity issues in Canada. There are people who are for bike lanes and people who hate them. There are a lot of cultural issues and a lot of the racial issues. They're very similar. But the vaccine, no one found opportunity in being anti-vax. Whereas in the United States, you've seen a lot of Republican politicians, and not just President Trump, but people like Ron DeSantis, have said, I'm not going to be anti-vax, but I am going to wink at it. I'm going to say, I'm going to rally to the defense of the anti-vaxxers. No one will make you take a vaccine if you don't want to. There'll be no vaccine passport. And they thought there was an opportunity until this past week, when I think the polling really began to click as to how dangerous this position was politically.
And you say how dangerous it is politically. Do you think this plays out with a sharp reduction again in the pandemic within, say, as we move to the winter months? Or does that make it worse because we move indoors?
I think the battleground has always been the schools. The great political weakness of the Democrats on COVID was that they were so willing to defer to the teachers' unions and close the schools and keep them closed. What is the great weakness now of the Republicans is if we don't have a strong vaccination summer, it's going to be that kids who go to school in August and September, kids don't seem to get it, but they can carry it. And so the people are saying we're going to have to mask the kids to protect the adults. And nobody wants to see the kids.
This is
awful.
This all needs attention. So does David Frum's fascinating piece, Vaccinated America Has Had Enough. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code NEDVET for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that I've often said, and I think it's very important for understanding media and the role that media play in our lives, is that we don't really have a news business in America or in the world. We have a bad news business. Basically, when you hear about stuff, when there's breaking news, it's never great breaking news, or almost never. I mean, it's terrible stuff. Barbara Boxer, former senator from California. I'm not a fan of Barbara Boxer. I'm glad she's no longer in the Senate. But she's 80 years old. She was in Jack London Square in Oakland, California, which is kind of a nice waterfront area of Oakland. And she was mugged. Somebody assaulted the 80-year-old former senator and took her cell phone. Just another indication of the surging crime across America, which is part of the bad news we hear about. And frankly, I'm afraid that a lot of people are going to be responding to the CDC announcement today where they want people to go back to masking. And they're going to be indignant about it and think it's some kind of a fraud or somehow it is something that they're going to resist. If you're in that position and you believe that there is some kind of malevolence involved, some kind of evil intent involved with this new masking policy, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I would not be at all surprised if Peter Navarro, who was part of the Trump administration, he was our trade representative, he's somebody who was very controversial within the administration. And he was actually on the podcast with the recently pardoned by President Trump, Steve Bannon, who, of course, was originally President Trump's chief strategist, and then he left the White House, and he's had a checkered career, including pretty serious indictments for fraud involving a private effort to build a border wall. Peter Navarro on Steve Bannon's podcast said that the evil genius behind the entire pandemic disaster is, well, you know, listen to clip 13.
You can get to herd immunity without everyone being vaccinated, and that vaccination can be very, very risky. Inflammation of the heart lining, inflammation of the heart muscle, Bell's palsy, anaphylaxis, yeah, it can also kill you. So here we go. We got just in 30 seconds here. This is the house that Fauci built. American taxpayer money went here. He authorized gain-of-function experiments so that the bat lady, Xi Jinping in China, could basically create a virus that could jump from animals to humans. That got out of this lab into the population. Tony Fauci, if that came from the lab, is the godfather of this pandemic, and he has the blood of over 4 million people in his hands. He needs to be out. Out.
Yeah.
We're out.
Okay, hang on.
National Institutes of Health.
Okay, that a former White House advisor. You'll notice he isn't saying anything about what we do about the pandemic right now. And the difficulty is that people who are indignant about masks, about the prospect of our children wearing masks when they go back to school, and we have grandchildren too. And it's not the kind of thing that kids would particularly enjoy, but for goodness sake, if you believe that it's appropriate to resist a masking policy, and if you believe that's going to somehow help this situation. Let's say that they got Fauci out of the NIH. How would that help? How would that work? This is one of the questions that I have not heard answered in any convincing way at all. Is that, look, we have a pandemic right now. It is not quite as deadly as it was in the spring. 6 months ago, 5 months ago, it's better, but it's getting worse. And we have the threat of this particularly intense and very contagious variant actually doing havoc to our economy and to our lives. But what is it that we actually need to do other than expressing our unhappiness? Is it not very obvious that at least you would be protecting yourself and helping the cause of the country at large by completing the vaccination, all the stuff that Peter Navarro was talking about blood clots, none of that is true. And one of the things that upsets me is that there are so many people who are promoting the anti-vax nonsense for their own profit or advancement to sell hokum. And there have always been medical frauds. It's been a long-time factor in America. But now it is costing us recovery from the pandemic as a country and costing individuals their lives. There's another indication of just how crazy some of this can get. There is a story about a survivor of the Parkland shooting. And this is fairly well documented by Vice News. And one of the survivors, they give him the name Bill. That's not his name, but they've confirmed his name and identity. And he really was a survivor of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. He was part of the final graduating class of survivors of the 2018 shooting. And they had all just marked the third anniversary of the day 17 people were killed, nine of whom were Bill's classmates. But Bill had to deal with his father's daily accusations that the shooting was a hoax, and that the shooter, Bill, the young man, and all of his classmates were paid pawns in a grand conspiracy orchestrated by some shadowy force. Where did his father get that idea? He got it from QAnon, and it's very directly there. They believe that Parkland was a false flag operation, and that people really weren't killed, same way that there were people who believed that Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut was a false flag operation and the people weren't really killed. When people believe this crap, and I just spoke to a heroic a military lieutenant colonel and physician last night. We had dinner. And he was one of the heroes who was right there at the Pentagon on September 11th. We're coming up to the 20th anniversary. And we're talking about how someone like that, who actually was dealing with dead bodies, treating people, trying to save lives as people were trying to escape from this building that was stricken, that had been struck by a hijacked jet. And when people say nothing happened at the Pentagon, or this was a false flag, or this was set up, it's this sickness, conspiracy sickness, that is making it very difficult for us to overcome the pandemic. We'll be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is altering their COVID-19 related guidance once again telling people to wear masks in some areas, even if they are fully vaccinated against a virus that causes the disease. Reacting to the new guidance, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary.
It may be reasonable in areas where there's active outbreaks for those fully vaccinated to wear a mask indoors. The problem is when you create a mandate, you instantly politicize something. And in public health, we very rarely use public policy to force people to do something. You've got to be very careful when you pull that fire alarm.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the agency also recommending that kids wear masks in school this fall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the National Guard to help with arrests at the Mexican border. He sent a letter to the Texas National Guard saying they need all the help they can get in capturing suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show. Okay, I was talking a moment ago about this disturbing story of a father and son who were separated by a conspiracy theory. The father was completely convinced because he had been reading a great deal and supporting with his contributions a great deal of QAnon material. Bill had to deal with his father's daily accusations that the shooting was a hoax, and that everybody involved in the shooting was fraudulent. And Bill first posted his story on QAnon Casualties, which is a Reddit thread dedicated to helping family members and friends of QAnon believers. As is true for many who fell down the QAnon rabbit hole in recent years, Bill's dad's descent coincided with the pandemic. Quote, it started a couple of months into the pandemic with the whole anti-lockdown protest, Bill said. His feelings were so strong, he means his father's, it turned into facts for him. So if he didn't like having to wear masks, it wouldn't matter what doctors or scientists said. Anything that contradicted his feelings was wrong. So he turned to the internet to find like-minded people, which led him to QAnon. But until January, that was as far as it went. Then Bill's father saw a video of Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene harassing Parkland survivor David Hogg back in 2018 while he was visiting Washington to advocate for stricter gun control. Greene has repeatedly voiced support for QAnon. Yes, she has. and also claimed the Parkland shooting was a hoax. That I didn't know. He is a coward, Green told her followers, meaning David Hogg. Ever since then, Bill's father has become convinced the shooting his son survived was a so-called false flag event and that the shooter was a radical commie actor. That's in quotes. Now, he's a radical commie actor who's still in jail. I don't know what's happening with that legal proceeding. But over the course of the last 4 years, but in particular since the beginning of the COVID-19 lockdown, the QAnon conspiracy cult has been tearing families apart, and many family members say their loved ones have transformed into different people in front of their eyes. And the difficulty with all of this is it increasingly involves the suspicion that everything that you don't like is part of an evil conspiracy. Now, look, that doesn't mean that there aren't things that are going on in the open that people are arguing for that are wrong, that need to be opposed. But there's a difference between conspiratorial theorizing and actually trying to stop a destructive movement. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that says a Virginia campaign tests critical race theory. A critical race theory is not speculation. It is a real movement. There are recommendations by major teacher unions that even invoke the critical race theory and call for curricula to include it and emphasize it. And the story in the journal says that Glenn Youngkin, who is a private equity executive and political newcomer, is one of many GOP candidates nationwide to call for a ban on teaching the disputed academic framework in schools. The outcome of Mr. Youngkin's race in November will give clues to the power that the issue holds ahead of the country's midterm elections next year. You may remember you saw some of those videos. We played some of them on the air in Loudoun County, Virginia, where parents were shouting at each other about and shouting at some of the school administrators about critical race theory. I, by the way, do not think it's a good idea to ban anything that is called a theory. But I think that we can ask that curricula not affix a blame or condemnation on any specific racial group. And the teaching of critical race theory about white privilege and the claim that basically that white people have ruined the world and are a source of evil in the world is the kind of accusation and framework that would never be permitted to be applied to any other racial group other than generalized white people. And critical race theory, they say in the Wall Street Journal, first developed by legal scholars in the early 1970s, argues that the legacy of white supremacy remains embedded in modern-day society through laws and institutions that were fundamental in shaping America. Mr. Youngkin, the Republican nominee for governor in Virginia, says on day one, I will issue an order banning the teaching of critical race theory in our schools. Now, again, I think he needs to word it differently. You don't ban the teaching of a theory. What you ban is any curriculum that basically affixes blame or credit to any group based upon racial background. And the general idea that a racial identity makes you evil and guilty or virtuous and noble inherently is something that, of course, you don't want to teach in American public schools. He says, we know there are students who don't feel safe at school, who are marginalized because of what they look like. And the school board, in majority, has been doing what needs to be done to improve equity and try to get rid of some of the racism that seems to exist, said Laura Prophet, who joined the school board equity committee after her son reported hearing racial slurs directed at minority students in middle school. She said her children had never been taught the concept of critical race theory in class. Some voters interviewed in Virginia, including suburban white women who were important to Democrats' improved performance here and in other states that President Biden carried, said they felt national conversations about race and equity were divisive and often cast all white people in a negative light, I'll say. Others were concerned that their children would come home from school believing their parents were definitionally racist. No one, by the way, and the Democratic answer to things like the gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin, what the Democrats want to say is that they want to stop all conversation about race. AOC said that the other day. She said that's what the Democrats really want, what the Republicans really want. They don't want to allow people to talk about race or about racism. That's not true. It's talking about racism in a sense that all white people, based on their skin color, are guilty. There is no escape from it. It is a part of your racial guilt, racial identity. The idea is it's a self-esteem crisis we face. And self-esteem not just of individual students, though people have been talking about that for a long time, but self-esteem as a country. This is something that Secretary Pompeo spoke about last night at the Reagan Center. He spoke about the idea that we should recognize not only our problems, but our progress. And that progress has been extraordinary, and yes, it is worth celebrating. It seems to me that should be obvious, no? It seems to me that most people would probably agree that recognizing America's progress was as much a need as recognizing its predicament. Speaking of predicaments, inflation, have we forgotten about that? There's all kinds of illustrations about rising costs, with the Democrats calling for policies that could easily make it worse. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, today's election day. No, it really is. It's election day. We're going to elect a U.S. congressman today, and the good news is, and I think it is good news, it's absolutely guaranteed that the new congress member from the 6th District in Texas is going to be a Republican. You know why? They have what they call there in the special election, the previous seat holder died, Congressman Wright, and he died of COVID, actually. And COVID-19, which is not a hoax. He didn't want to die of COVID-19. His wife didn't want him to die. She was selected by some Republicans of the district to be his replacement. There was another candidate who was in the state legislature who had run before, who is a highly decorated pilot in the military and a longtime mainstream conservative Republican. His name is Jake Elzey. And he's running today against Susan Wright. President Trump, for reasons that I couldn't really understand, is supporting Susan Wright in this election. It's supposed to be close to a tie in Texas. But President Trump put out a robocall that showed not only his political leaning, but a little bit of a sense of humor. This actually went out to voters in the district for the election today. Clip 16.
Hello, this is your hopefully all-time favorite president, Donald Trump. Texas, there is an important runoff election for Congress in your district, and it's this Tuesday. And I'm asking you to go out and vote for a great Republican, a great woman, Susan Wright. The only way to stop Joe Biden from running our great country right into the ground is to elect conservatives like Susan Wright. She's outstanding. Like me, Susan is strong on immigration, she's tough on crime, and she's going to cut your taxes and cut them even further than we've done.
Okay, that's President Trump. Jake Elzey, the other Republican who is running neck and neck with Susan Wright, says, hey, I want to do all those things, too, and I've actually done them before in the Texas legislature. We will see who wins. This is being viewed as a test as to whether in one of the biggest state that he carried, which is the state of Texas in population, that whether Trump still has the magic to deliver a victory for Susan Wright. We will cover that tomorrow. One thing that President Biden does not have magic on, by any means, is inflation, which is increasing to increasingly spooking markets and worrying observers and consumers. This is a clip 4 from Fox 5 in San Diego. Listen.
San Diegans are paying more for food and other common household items. Fox 5's Jeff McAdams spoke with local economists about the rising cost.
The inflation that we're seeing right now is one of the biggest hikes on consumer goods since the 1970s. The question is, when will it stop?
Okay, it is a question, and there are a lot of folks who think it will stop quickly. But that all depends upon the pandemic and its impact, which could be disastrous if it rises up in intensity again. There's also a financial expert appearing on MSNBC, not exactly hospitable turf for conservatives most of the time. But this was talking about the Democrats and their $3.5 trillion minimum spending spree. Listen, this is clip 5.
Further spending in aggregate, in my opinion, is going to cause a financial crisis. It's going to cause inflation, and nothing is going to hurt the poor more than that. And by the way, if it does, every dollar we're spending now that, in my opinion, we don't desperately need, is not going to be available in a future crisis, whether it's another pandemic or an economic decline that is hurting the poor and the middle class.
Okay, this is, I think, sober advice. And if there is one area where the Biden administration is making its most serious mistakes right now, it's precisely with runaway spending. It can ruin families' budgets, it can ruin businesses, and yes, it can greatly damage even a great and powerful and prosperous country. Speaking of a powerful and prosperous country, the more on Simone Biles withdrawing so that she and the rest of the American gymnastics team can take a mental rest day. Earlier today, Naomi Osaka, who has also talked openly about her own mental illness struggles, she was knocked out of the Women's Olympic Tennis Tournament. Initially, the other Team USA members wanted Simone Biles to continue competing. It was like, I think the girls need to do the rest of the competition without me, I said. They were like, I promise you'll be fine. We watched you warm up. But I said, I know I'm going to be fine, but I can't risk a medal for the team, and I need to call it. You usually don't hear me say things like that because I usually persevere and push through things, but not to cost the team a medal. So they were like, okay, if Simone says this, we need to take it pretty serious. I had the correct people around me to do that. Following Biles' withdrawal, the ROC, that's the Russian Olympic Committee, won the gold. Team USA took silver, and Great Britain took bronze. Any medals out there for one of the big movies released last weekend? It's a movie from a very prestigious filmmaker, M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan did Sixth Sense. He did Signs, other fine films. How about Old? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A number of privileged families vacation at a tropical paradise where they're all growing older minute by minute. In the latest supernatural thriller from M. Night Shyamalan, which is called simply Old, now in theaters.
There's something wrong with this beach.
What's happening?
We have to get off this beach.
Oh no, we're here for a reason.
Yeah, and I went there for a reason, to warn you against this awful movie. It's an intriguing premise, but the big twist at the end doesn't work at all. The cast ranges from pathetic to hopeless, and the special effects are just capable enough to be sickening. This is the first of Shyamalan's many films to be shot entirely outside Philadelphia, and he probably should have stuck around the city of brotherly love. The PG-13 rating is outrageous for a film with so many violent, bloody, gruesome, and sexualized elements. One and a 5.5 stars for old. You're better off rewatching The Village or Sixth Sense. Or Signs, you can add to that, which is another fine Shyamalan film. Not so much The Last Airbender, if you remember that one. He's had such a strange career. What a strange career. And what a strange and unwatchable movie. I mean, truly, I was trying to come up with the phrase, which I thought was very good, by Joseph Morgenstern of the Wall Street Journal. And what he said about the film, he said it was transfixingly terrible. In other words, you have to look at it. It's like watching a horrible and painful traffic accident, but really it's not a good investment of your money, especially in a period of inflation, and who knows what the economy will bring. I know what our show will bring. I would have thought that everyone in the country has said no to slavery, right? Slavery is a bad thing. But there is a criminal complaint against a 56-year-old in Maryland, in federal court, who has threatened Dr. Anthony Fauci. And he says he is going to break every bone in his disgusting elf skull and sew his scalp onto a rat. And then he would soon be, this is Dr. Fauci, hunted, tortured, beaten, and enslaved. Really? This individual is going to be defending himself in court, apparently. There is also, when it comes to people who are very upset about the pandemic, there is a Tennessee pastor who plans to buck any guidance on mask wearing, and he told his congregation Sunday that he will have a ban on his own. He is going to ban entry into his church, which is a Global Vision Baptist Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. He's going to ban any entry into his church to people wearing masks. Where does this end? Where does it go? We will bring you further updates on the fleeting attempts. Remember, there's supposed to be an infrastructure bill spending more than $1 trillion at least. What's happening with that? We'll give you updates on all of it as America struggles to see the bright side, even with bright summer days that can get pretty hot this time of year in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.